Question I can understand. Sara seemed tired of lugging Toton, so I took him. She offered a grateful smile. It lit up the lookout. One-Eye and Goblin paused to exchange glances amongst themselves and with Hagop. "What are you guys doing?" I demanded.
"We found out we were right."
"Yeah? That might be a first. You were right about what?"
"About your head having been tampered with."
I shuddered to a sudden chill. That is not something anyone welcomes.
"Who did it?"
"How?"
"How, we haven't been able to figure out for sure. It might have been managed several ways."
"Who and what are more interesting anyway?"
"So give."
"Who was Lady? And what was knowledge of the fact that she is out there?"
"Excuse me?"
"It's a little hard to tell from here, especially when we got tourists and their girlfriends traipsing through the workplace, but it looks like Lady and the Taglians are in charge out there. Their camp is on the other side of the hills, up the north road. The southerners we see patrolling are auxiliaries who report back to Lady."
"Run through that again?" Goblin did so. I said, "You guys go ahead. I'm just going to sit over here in the corner and think." Chapter 77. Uncle Doge and Ty Day were back from wherever they'd gone. They scowled at Sara and me when we returned, but neither said a word. Hong Tre still had her hold on the keys. Ty Day took his son. The little guy brightened immediately. Uncle Doge told me, "My people are not mushroom standard-bearer. They cannot endure this much longer. Your stone soldiers have been generous to a fault, and have given no provocation. But even so, there will be trouble eventually. A wounded animal will strike out at even the most loving master."
"We'll be out of here sooner than I planned." I wasn't in a good mood. I wanted to drag Lady across my lap and paddle her.
"I've already given orders to start the process."
"You sound angry."
"I am angry.
Lady used me in a political game with Mogava with never a thought for the company's welfare. She was no more real company than he was." Longo leaned in the doorway.
"You get the word about the catacombs flooding, Mergen?"
"Bucket told me."
"How soon is it going to be a problem?"
4 or 5 days. Maybe more, lest the leak gets a lot worse."
"We'll be gone. Your brothers and One-Eye are up on the big lookout. Go find out what's up."
Longo shrugged and went.